From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources are reporting that a deal has been worked out to allow evacuation of civilians to continue in eastern Aleppo, Syria. However, thousands of stranded civilians spent Saturday waiting for word they could leave. A Syrian rebel negotiator said that a deal had been worked out with the backing of Russia and Iran, but that statement was not confirmed. Meanwhile, a Syrian government official told Reuters news agency there was a deal to evacuate eastern Aleppo and four other besieged areas. The International Committee of the Red Cross said that thousands of cold, scared, and injured people are waiting to leave the city. A previous deal to evacuate rebel-held areas of Aleppo collapsed Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the ceasefire collapse. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdulaziz Almashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show support for the people trapped in Aleppo.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
A rally was also held outside Downing Street to hear speeches and prayer from a Syrian imam. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.